Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi. So, my name is Peter, and I was recently spoken to about giving a home caregiver.
Okay.
And I was wondering if they were telling me it's possible to make my girlfriend my at-home caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let me go. Are you in Pennsylvania? Just to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. The way it works is this: anybody who needs who needs home health care, you can hire whoever you want. It could be a family member, or a friend, or we can staff it for you. If it's your girlfriend, that's fine. It just cannot be a legal spouse. So, and you would need to get approved through Medicaid. Do you have Medicaid currently? Peter, let me ask you this. What is your last name, Peter?
Irizarry.
Irizarry, Irizarry?
Yes.
And your date of birth?
12/13/92.
Okay, I'm just going to pull up your insurance and see what we're working with, and then I will be able to tell you what the next steps would be.
Okay. There's a junior at the end. I don't know if that
That's okay. It should come up with your date of birth. Taking a minute. Sorry.
No.
Put you on hold for 1 second, Peter. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that, Peter. For some reason, the website was down. I'm just getting it back up now.
You're fine.
D-A-R-Y. You know what, Peter? I'm going to have to give you a call back because for some reason the state website for the insurance verification seems to be just constantly circling around and I can't get onto anything. So 717-824-6124?
Yeah.
Okay. And Peter, if I can ask you, what's your address?
821 6th Street.
6th Street?
Yeah, like 6th.
Okay.
Place.
Okay. And where is that?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right, Peter. So as soon as we get this website back up and running and I can see all of your information, I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay.
And my name is Sarah.
Okay, Sarah.
Okay.
What all would you need from me?
So you're going to need to go through an assessment process with the state to determine how many hours you would be eligible for. It's all based on your level of need. So it would be like there's an assessment. They need to do a financial assessment because this is different than regular Medicaid services. So the income requirements are higher because it is long-term care. So they would need to know if you make less than like $3,000 a month, and that's fine. And then if you have less than $8,000 in cash resources, things like that. And then once you're approved, they would then assign you to a Community Health Choices plan. And that's where that's where you would get assessed for the hours, and they'll let you know, okay, you're approved for, you know, 70 hours a week, 10 hours a day. It could be 20 hours a week. It could be 168 hours a week. But there's no way for us to know until you go through the process. And
okay.
we do have enrollment specialists on staff that walk you through it, and they will be able to get status updates from the state and help you submit any documents as they are requested.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.